Show and tell. One morning, I said our family prayer. I asked that we could show Heavenly Father how kind we could be that day. Later, I got upset with my brother, and I was sent to my room to calm down. When my mom came to talk to me, I told her I remembered what I had said in my prayer that morning, and that I didn't feel upset with my brother anymore. She said the Holy Ghost was helping me remember those words about being kind. I was able to make better choices the rest of the day. I'm grateful for prayer and the Holy Ghost. Marin E., age 5, Utah, USA. On my 6th birthday, my parents gave me a Book of Mormon with their testimonies written inside the front cover. They challenged me to read it before my 8th birthday and baptism. As part of my bedtime routine, I read the Book of Mormon every night. Sometimes I read it while driving around or at the beach. The more I read, the better I became at reading. When I was 7.5 years old, I finished the Book of Mormon. It strengthened my testimony, and I know that the Book of Mormon is true. I feel prepared for my baptism, and I am excited for it. I have started to read the Book of Mormon again. Lana B., age 7, Hawaii, USA.
I like to help my mom around the house. I also like to help her with my little sister and baby brother. I pray that I can be helpful because I know Heavenly Father wants me to be. Pierce B., age 7, Illinois, USA. My friend Kaji and I have played soccer together for 3 years. Last season, we decided to try out for the All-Star team. We tried our hardest during tryouts. The coach contacted our parents to ask if we could play on Sundays. We told the coach that Sunday was our Sabbath and we needed to keep it holy. It was hard giving up our spots on the team, but we knew keeping the Sabbath day holy was the right thing to do. Landon B., age 11, Virginia, USA.
The primary children of the Old Hickory Ward, Nashville, Tennessee stake want to do their best to defend the gospel standards. To show their commitment, they all signed a My Gospel Standards poster and presented it to their bishop. They know that by living these standards, they are preparing for the temple.
Ammon B., age 6, Queensland, Australia, likes family home evening. His favorite game is hide-and-go-seek, and he likes to read the scriptures about Ammon because he has the same name. He wants to be a missionary like Ammon, and he has a testimony of prayer.
Shayla P., age 7, Utah, USA, likes singing I Love to See the Temple whenever her family drives past the Mount Tippecanoe Utah Temple. She likes to make new friends at school, and she tries to treat others kindly. She enjoys going to primary. She likes animals, especially horses.
Jaden and McKee M., ages 8 and 5, Colorado, USA, are brothers and friends. They look out for each other and like to play together. They are excellent readers and both play soccer and basketball. They also have a lot of fun going to baseball games. They enjoy going to church and reading the friend.
God's creations. A long time ago, God created a plan. He made the earth for all women and men. He made the grasses, the bushes, and trees so tall. Oh yes, it's true, He made them all. He made the sun, stars, and moon for light. He also made the dawn, the morning, and the night. He made the land, the clouds, and also the sea. I know Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ created these things for me. Anna V., age 10, Philippines. Other contributors of Show and Tell.
Garrett G., age 8, Texas, USA.
Haley L., age 10, North Carolina, USA, sent us a drawing of Adam and Eve. Serena M., age 11, Utah, USA, sent us a drawing of the Salt Lake Temple. Kelly P., age 11, Idaho, USA, sent us a picture of two giraffes. Taylor O., age 9, Nevada, USA, sent us a drawing of I Have a Family Here on Earth.
End of Show and Tell.